You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you are listening to High School Hoops with our hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
All right, welcome, Coach Unplugged. I'm not editing that out either because it's not like I don't have time to edit it out because I do have time to edit it out, but I'm not going to because I keep this thing real. Luckily, Jake and I are not people that swear a lot because then if we swore a lot, I'd have to edit. But I don't remember if I've ever, I think I've done like 700 podcasts. I don't think I've ever sworn. Episode 89 of High School Hoops. Before we get going, we're going to give a big shout out to a couple sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. I'm sure they're like every other business. They're like my business. You know, I just applied for the SBA loan too. You know, I'm sure they're all hurting up there. I know they are shipping. So I know they're taking care of that. They will take really good care of you. I know a lot of them are working from home, but mention High School Hoops, they'll give you $350 off it. You can buy one of those home ones. That would be awesome. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com. Jake and I have been busy doing courses. Lots of new stuff up. Great time. You know, get out of the kids are running around the house. Your wife's asking you to clean the basement. Go join teachhoops instead. Just a better gig. And then now that Jake knows what VO is, the easy portable machine down below, VO.com/coachunplugged. Go check it out. I'm thinking of getting one. You know why I like it? Because first of all, half the time my manager forgets to turn the damn camera on. So then they're not moving it because they're talking to their friends or texting. It's not as big a deal at home. Like I said, we have the one mounted on the thing, but this will work on the road. I think that's what's awesome. And it'll work in the summer. So vo.co/coachunplugged or coach Collins, not coach unplugged, Coach Collins. And when you check out Coach Collins 100 off, they'll give you free shipping. It's got to come over on a boat is my guess, but yeah. And I think last week we were yelling at all of you to leave a review, so we would love those reviews too. All right, what are we talking about this week? I don't know if I've done a good job on this week's, but episode 89 is on
staying connected with your other coaches or with your other coaches through the whole social distancing.
So, are you talking? So, here I'm going to ask him because I let Jake just come up with quite. We have brief discussions, but usually I just let him throw them because I think I flow better that way. Are you talking about the coaches on my staff? Or are you talking about just coaches like you and me?
I'm talking about if you're a freshman coach, how are you staying connected with the varsity coach? If you're the varsity coach, how are you staying connected with the other coaches?
Okay.
How are you staying connected in your role?
This is not an easy gig. Hopefully you've already done your homework on this one. If you don't have things set up to do this, then I think that's a little bit of the issue. I know I've been sending a couple of my assistant coaches texts and Slacks. Slack is a place where we do all of our communication. I should do a course on Slack, actually. I'm writing that down. But anyway, and they'd all turned off their notifications on it because we haven't, you know, really been in communication for 2 or 3 weeks. So I texted them, and you know, that's, I think the key is you got to reach out. I'm going to do a virtual, coaches meeting in about 2 or 3 days where we're all going to get on a Zoom meeting and just catch up, talk about our families, see what's going on, figure out what's going on. You know, I have to hire, a JV coach. So I have to talk to them about that and how that process is going to work and how that will move forward. So, you know, all that stuff. I think, first of all, it starts at the top with the head coach. But even if you're an assistant or want to be a head coach, this is the time to reach out. I think I've already spelled off some things that they need to do too in this, when they're home and they're working on stuff. But what's your thoughts?
I just think it's a key of staying connected. You know, I just, the way I look at it is, you know, what can we do? I think that we can only do so much right now too, kind of in circumstances of what's going on. I think that, you know, you want to put the pedal to the metal, but you really don't know your timeline and what's at stake right now for kind of right now, this time of the year as high school coaches, we're kind of just looking at the summer, you know, and it's really hard for coaches right now to really look at the summer and be like, all right, this is what we're going to do, you know? And so I think there's got to be other things that maybe you can do. Cause I think everybody else is, they're kind of bored. And I think you got to give some tasks to keep them going. Like, I just enjoy being able to talk to Steve every couple of days just to stay connected with people in the game and reading right. books and talking to old colleagues. Like I've been talking to one of my old coaches that coached for me, you know, just talking about life and staying connected. You know, my wife is a banker and she is working extra hours because of this whole thing going on with the.
Hey, is my mortgage rate going to go down?
I can't disclose that right now. No. I don't know. She works with a small business loan, so.
Oh, she's really busy then.
She's really busy. So she's working a lot of overtime. And so even.
Oh, like, she's crazy busy. Cause I just filled out the PPP and the SBA for my business.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, crazy. They got to be like crazy busy.
It's insane. She works nonstop. So, but the one thing that I respect about her company.
Hey everybody. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Let me send my son to Middlebury. I'd really like to do that. So go over and do that. Leave a review. We would love that. But more importantly, go over and check out Veo. It is a portable and affordable sports camera. I know all of us have missed games or missed shots. You will not miss anything with this. It's easy to set up. It comes out of the box, which like I've said before is about 12 inches by, I don't know, like 4 or 5 inches. Boom, goes on top of the tripod. You hit record, you're done. It gets 180 degrees. So easy to set up. So you get free shipping. You'll get $100 off. I'll give you the website here. It's vo.co/unplugged. When you get to the site, go to unplugged, $100 off. $100 off, and they'll get $100 off. I'll put that down in the show notes, but go over and check those great people out, and let's head off to the podcast.
I respect about her company is that, and it kind of fits in with what we're kind of talking, is that they have like this portal where they share pictures and they take time to remove themselves from their at-home work just to have a social life, because, you know, that's the great thing about work. You know, we were talking about like, I just miss the students, so I just miss the other teachers, and I miss being my normality. Is like, you got to find time to just connect and talk and say, how are things going? What are you doing? You know, like, I think that's really important too.
No, I think that, I mean, yeah, it's all about that mental state, but it's also about, yeah, it's all that. Yeah.
Do you think that, at your role then, Steve, are you having your coaches stay connected with other players too? Or is that kind of more your role?
Say that again.
Like, given the situation, like, are the other coaches staying connected with the players in the program as well?
Yeah, they're doing a pretty good job on Snapchat and all those kind of things. Yeah, I mean, for the most part, they are. You know, I've been trying to check in with them as much as I humanly can. But yeah, I mean, it's
the big thing for me right now in the new position that I just can connect multiple sports, just to me being a academy director, and I oversee 10 other coaches, is what I encourage my coaches right now is to just communicate with families and players once a week, and then really focus on having them encourage kids to work on their individual skill set. So I think right now is with you're working with coaches and connecting coaches, is how can we keep the kids connected to the game of basketball, and how can we give them the information and the tools to do that?
Right.
And I think ultimately is in finding ways to just be human and connect with humans, because this is a difficult time for everybody.
Oh, it is. I think it's like I tell the boys, it's the new norm. It's just, we just got to get used to the new norm. And I think, I said this a couple of weeks ago, that I was talking to my son about it, and I was joking with him. I said, your generation thinks they're connected, but they're really not. I said, Drew, you're learning a lesson right now that human interaction is different than the interaction that you guys are having on a daily basis. And having it taken away from you, I think is teaching you that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think a sense of creativity, and like, I like watched my daughter today. My son and him are camping in the living room, and they had a whole camping thing, and like the whole spurge of imagination and learning how to do things outside the box a little bit, you know?
Right.
Actually, those are some positive things that may happen throughout this whole experience. But again, this, you know, staying connected is huge, and not trying to do too much, because you can only do too much because you don't know what's ahead of you. You know,
there's right.
a lot of missing information of where we can go, what we can do in the near future with our teams and with our kids.
Right. I think it's a baby step. All right. What's our full timeout?
I think this is a good one, just because it kind of keeps us describe. I got this question from the USA Basketball website, 20 questions that every coach should ask themselves. Describe the proper working relationship between a coach, athletic director, and a principal.
Well, I think it's what you're just talking about. I think there's got to be an open line. If that triangle works well, you're in heaven. Trust me. everyone's got to be on the same page about what the job entails. There has to be an open line of communication. You know, there has to be trust from everyone that you're going to do the right thing, that you're going to do all that. So those are great. I mean, I think it goes back to that human interaction. You have to have interactions. Like, I interact with both my AD and my principal on a regular basis. And if I don't think something's right, I'll tell them. And, you know, they get to make the final decision, but I can at least voice my opinion. I feel like it's being heard. Yeah, I think all three of those things are important.
I think from a head coach standpoint, I think it's about stepping into other worlds within the school that you work for too.
Yes.
So like, I think as a head coach of basketball, I think it's extremely important to go showcase and show yourself at the football games or soccer ball games, and being there for and encouraging multi-sport athletes, and then having that connection with the principal and supporting other clubs and supporting academics, showing that you care about what they're ahead of, and then working all together. And then I think ultimately you just have to be very, I just think that a good relationship is one that's realistic and have realistic goals.
Right.
And sometimes I think there are people that are in management that aren't realistic. And I think that's when things become very difficult, you know, like this isn't realistic. This isn't a realistic goal. This can't really, you know, we have to be real about it. We need to have, set things down and make sure it's a attainable thing that we do together.
I agree. All right. Till next week.
All right.
See ya.
Yep.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.